Cataract removal is one of the most commonly performed surgeries in Canada. It's considered a medically necessary procedure, and it is covered by provincial insurance. Often, patients who need cataract surgery are offered optional services that can be performed at the same time as surgery, such as innovative diagnostics, laser therapies, refractive lens correction, or lens implants. These services are not covered by provincial insurance. Physicians must therefore be very careful to present these non-insured services in a transparent and fair manner. I'm Dr. Kirsten Patrick, Deputy Editor for CMAJ, and today we're speaking with Dr. Carissa McAllister, eye physician and surgeon in Toronto and Kitchener, Ontario. She also has academic appointments with McMaster University and the University of Toronto. Dr. McAllister has co-authored an analysis paper on the topic of ethical considerations when discussing cataract surgery with patients. Hello, Carissa. Thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
So can you tell us why some procedures that are associated with cataract surgery are not covered by provincial health insurance?
Well, I think in terms of cataract surgery, it's easiest to think of it relating to two categories: measurements that are done in the office, and then there are some services or options available to patients at the hospital during surgery. I think it's easier to talk first about why they're not covered and then to describe what the services are, because it can get quite complicated. Most provincial health insurance systems don't consider things like contact lenses, glasses, or refractive eye surgery to be medically necessary, so they're not generally covered under provincial health insurance. Similarly, any of the testing done or the procedures done with cataract surgery that attempts to remove or decrease the need for glasses is also not covered. So they're generally not insured services in all provinces in Canada.
So cataract surgery is removing an obstacle to vision, but there may be some remaining problems with vision, as far as I understand it, which is refractive or other difficulties. And those are the things we're talking about correcting.
What a cataract is a hazing of the lens that everybody has in the eye. When that lens becomes hazy, even with glasses, the vision is no longer clear. Now, in terms of what allows someone to see clearly, it's more than just the lens. The eye has a certain size to it and has certain shape to the cornea and to other aspects of the eye. So what allows us to see clearly when we have a clear lens depends on all those other factors. So many people have glasses to see clearly, and that's independent of whether they have cataracts. So what happens is when the lens starts to haze so that it becomes a cataract, it becomes medically necessary to surgically remove it. At the same time, we have to replace it with an artificial implant. And there is an opportunity to pick an implant that also fixes the need for glasses. And that can be done with standard cataract surgery to a degree. There's new technology now that allows us to refine and fine-tune to what degree we're able to help patients become less dependent on glasses. And those newer technologies are not insured.
So patients with cataracts need surgery to correct their visual impairments. But these patients may be particularly vulnerable, you say, to misunderstanding the difference between a medically necessary, insured surgical procedure, that is cataract removal, versus optional non-insured services. Now, if they're presented at the same time, this confusion may be acute. What are you talking about in your analysis about how physicians should approach this problem?
Patients with cataracts have vulnerabilities that relate to visual impairment that for many patients is significant. It affects their ability to function. Sometimes they're not able to drive. That may mean they're not able to work or provide for their family members. So, you know, cataracts, although they're very treatable with a very successful surgery, they do put patients in a very vulnerable position. And I think it's definitely important for eye surgeons to think about this when they're discussing surgery with patients, because patients may be so concerned about the surgery that they may find it difficult to understand the various options that are not medically necessary. And these are the options we discuss that can decrease or remove their need for glasses. I think patients in general, or people in general, often presume that new technology is better. There's always a desire for patients to have the newest option. And when you're offering them a medical service, they may find it difficult to understand that one of the options, even if it's new, may not make the surgery safer. It may not make their outcome much better, except that it reduces the need for glasses. There's also various different testing options and procedures that are available. Not all of them are applicable to all patients. And just due to the volume of things that we need to discuss with cataract surgery, I think many patients do get lost. One other component that I think is relevant in the informed consent discussion about cataract surgery is that most Canadians and most patients with cataract are not aware of the fact that there are medically unnecessary optional services that they may desire or they may benefit from to reduce their need for glasses. So when they come to the appointment with their cataract surgeon to discuss surgery, they may not be prepared to hear about optional services that are going to cost them out of pocket. And I think all of those things put patients in a vulnerable position where they may presume that they should just pay for something that they don't understand, but they think, well, if it's newer or if it costs more, it must be better or it must be safer, even if it's not presented to them in that way.
Physicians can easily tread into murky waters of conflict of interest when it comes to surgeries and new technologies in particular. What do you think the physician's duty is in this regard?
A physician's duty is always to do what is in the best interest of the patient. I mean, usually in medicine, we think of our fiduciary duty, and that word is derived from the word fidere, which means to trust. And really, our patients trust that all physicians, that we are always presenting them with options that are in their best interest. I think that patients come to their appointments presuming that that's always should be the case. And I do believe that that always is the case. And I would say that most ophthalmologists also believe that is the case and present options to their patients thinking that they are offering them what is in their best interest. I think in cataract surgery, where it can become difficult is sometimes if, due to the volume of information that may not be familiar to patients, they may not really understand exactly what are the options being offered. And most people have very busy practices with pressure to see patients because of the volume of referrals. And there may not be adequate time sometimes to cover in enough detail these non-insured services. So patients do end up understanding what is optional, what is not optional, and what do they actually need or want with their cataract surgery.
So Dr. McAllister, what do you do in your practice and your consultations with patients?
So with my patients, I take time. In fact, I always take more. My clinics run late. And it's often because the conversations take more time than I expect them to. Even with patients who I think are patients I expect to be prepared for the discussions, with cataract patients in general, I always present to them the services that I think they may want or could benefit from, insured and non-insured. And I make it very clear that anything that's non-insured is optional and that really it doesn't improve the safety of surgery. It may be a choice for them to decrease their dependence on glasses. For some patients, that is a goal that they want. For patients who've worn glasses their whole life and where that's not a priority, you know, I remind them that any of the non-insured services are really only to benefit them in that way. So if there is no benefit by removing glasses, then really there's not a lot of benefit to be derived in having the non-insured services. But I do find that even with my best intentions, I lose some patients in the conversation. They just want me to tell them what they should do. And I find the discussion of non-insured services can be challenging. Recently, since we developed that patient handout, I've been giving that to patients. And I find that has helped because they have an opportunity before they see me just to read through it and to have an idea that there are some options available to cataract patients. And I do think that more information provided to patients by primary eye care providers or family doctors, so that there's a general awareness that there are going to be options presented to them, and then they have time to reflect on what things they may want to know and what priorities they may have, would make the conversation a lot easier for ophthalmologists.
I've been speaking with Dr. Creesa McAllister, eye physician and surgeon in Kitchener, Ontario. To read the analysis article she co-authored, visit cmaj.ca.